Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Today, I have five talented Astorians in the studio. And we're going to weave together a program which, at its base, has an underlying theme of health and wellness. It's going to be an interesting program because I don't know how we're going to connect all of this together, but somehow it's going to connect because we have Diana and Glenn Gulley, who just opened in July, Gulley's Butcher Shop in downtown Astoria. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Glad to have you here. And hello, Glenn.
Hello.
Okay, you've heard their voices. Then we're going to be moving, after we talk with them about Gulley's Butcher Shop, brand new in downtown Astoria, we'll be talking with Leo Finzi, who is Astoria's Best Computers, and he just moved into an amazing space. Hi, Leo.
Good morning.
Good morning. And after we talked with Leo, we're going to be moving on to Dave and Peggy Stevens. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
I'm great. It's a beautiful, foggy morning here.
Oh, my God, yes.
Hi, Peggy.
Good morning.
And Dave and Peggy have River Zen Yoga Studio, which is more than yoga, actually. We'll find out today. So happy solstice, by the way, to everyone today. Tomorrow, more light.
Yay.
So let's start by talking with Diana and Glenn Gulley. Diana, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, hi, everybody. I'm local from Klaskanine. So
yes.
My folks moved here in the 80s and started buying some apartment buildings in town. And we recently moved back to help them with their apartment buildings. We were building houseboats in Scappoose, and when we sold the last one, we thought, let's just move back there where we can be with mom and dad, and if they need help, you know. And then the space at Sadal Building came available, and we decided to open a butcher shop. So that's what we're doing now.
And the building, though, has an interesting history.
Yes.
Yeah, the building was built in 1924. It's the Smith Building on Commercial Street. And Diana's parents purchased it in the 1980s from Jake Jacobs. And so they've been working on it, and we've been helping keep it going for a while. And anyway, the building we're in, the space we're in, is the Astoria, old Astoria Health Food Store. And that was there for 30 years. And then that space became available, and we decided what would be good in this space, and what would we like to see in town? And that's how we kind of came up with the idea of the butcher shop.
So you all didn't have a background in this, but you said, okay, downtown Astoria needs a butcher shop with healthy, natural meats. And then you had to do a lot of research, right?
Well, we actually traveled around for probably 2 years or so. We had a Westie van, and we would sell a houseboat and then take off and travel. So we went through Colorado, Oregon, Washington, and almost every butcher shop I could find in every town, I said, we have to go there. Because, you know, I just don't like getting meat from regular stores. I need to have the all-natural farm, you know, healthy stuff. I can really tell the difference. So, yeah, so that's what we did. I'd look at my phone. Okay, we have to stop at this town 20 miles away and go check out their butcher shop. And at one time, I had thought about writing a book about it. But we had just gathered so much information about how they did things and how healthy it was for the community and how it's a hub for people to go and communicate with each other. And that's really what I want our shop to be, a place where people go and exchange recipes and go, oh, yeah, what are you having for dinner tonight? And the excitement of having that good food, it's really what a community needs.
Well, I know in Europe, of course, they have the lovely little bakeries and lovely little butcher shops. And so you stop at the baker and then you stop at the butcher shop and the flower shop, and there you are. And I love the fact that you can buy just a couple of slices of bacon. You don't have to buy an entire package, and it's beautifully wrapped in paper. It's just an old fashioned thing. So you opened in July. It's called Gulley's Butcher Shop. And how has the response been?
Oh, the response has been amazing. We've had almost everybody that comes in the door says, stay around. We love you guys. You're doing a great job. And we're just, you know, it's a new thing. We've never been in retail. We've never owned a shop. So it's just like a brand new, what do we do and how do we do this? I mean, but it's just amazing, the support.
And now, okay, so the most important things for you all were to sell healthy, natural meat and to work with local producers as much as possible. And you actually sell some things at the co-op. Some of your meat is and sausage that you make is now sold there?
Yes, we're working with the co-op, and they've got some of our sausages there and some of our pork chops. And we're just getting started, just working things out. They're working stuff out, and we're trying to work it out. And we already get our products for, like, our homemade sausages from the co-op. We get our Italian parsley and any of the other things that are fresh that goes in there. And then our spices, we get those down the street from Pat's Pantry. And, you know, the combination of that stuff, it just really makes a good product. And we don't put any extra preservatives or things like that in it. So it's just really good.
Well, keeping everything local, people want to know. I mean, there are a lot of people who are vegetarians or vegans because, you know, for whatever, a lot of different reasons. However, if you're going to eat meat, I think you do want to know, where is it coming from? I mean, maybe not to the Portlandia point where it's like, what was the chicken's name? Did the chicken have a happy life? You know, but it really, that people want to know where they're getting their meat from. And so what are some of the things that people can find there, and what do you see as kind of the future of Gully's?
Well, we have, right now we have Carlton Farms pork, and they just recently started doing beef, and it's all grass-fed, all natural. If you try, I mean, just do the challenge of try, you know, just one piece of meat from there, and then see if you want to go back to the other stuff, because you don't, you know. And the first thing you notice is the lack of salt.
That's right. You mentioned that a lot of times when people are selling ground meat, they put saline in it. And it's just, and the experience, again, of going into a small butcher shop and talking with them. And I know that I heard someone say yesterday that they, for the holidays, they wanted a particular kind of roast or meat. And they came in and they said, Glenn, can you get this? And Glenn said, absolutely. And so you are being responsive to the needs of the community, what they need to.
Yes, and that's really important.
Yeah, that is a lot of what we do, is specialty things. People come in and they remember something that they used to get a long time ago when they were younger, or their parents got it from the butcher shop, and they don't see it at the grocery store anymore. And so they ask about it. And those are the kind of things that we specialize in. We're kind of trying to bring back the old-fashioned butcher shop. And so if you got a specialty item that you would like us to get, we'll certainly get that for you, or figure it out, because a lot of stuff we get stumped all the time. And
so learning along with everybody else, and you're enjoying it.
We are. It's a learning experience, and they say when you get older, you should try something totally different, and that's exactly what it is for me. I've never worked retail. I worked in a steel mill, and I worked as a longshoreman, and built houses, so it's totally different for me, but it's been a great learning experience, and it's keeping me on my toes. So
well, that's great. We are so glad that you're here. I mean, I've just heard so many comments in the community about how wonderful it is that people now have this healthy option. So we just have a second left, and then we're going to move over to computers, which has a health component to it too. Any last thing that you would like the listening eyes to know about yourselves or about Gully's Butcher Shop in downtown Astoria?
Just come on in and see us. We also have a deli, Thuman's Deli, which is no MSG and no nitrates. So we're just going to keep adding things as the community suggests it, you know, and just try to be the best available resource.
That's great. Good. Glenn?
Yeah, we're just come on in, and we'll help you out, and tell us your stories, and we love to be part of the community, and we love the fact that the community is supporting us so much, so we really appreciate it.
Yeah, you know what? People, the big box stores just I don't think they're fun. I think it's fun to go into downtown Astoria and shop in the small businesses and talk to people and hear their stories. I agree. And you can get recipes and all that. So thank you for providing a healthy butcher shop in downtown Astoria. So that, hey. That and now, and now yay. And now we're going to move to Astoria's Best Computers. And there's an underlying, again, health factor there because, as Dave Stevens said before we went on the air, at Rivers End Yoga, if Peggy's computer is not working, you don't want to be in the same room. So that's a health thing. That is a health thing. And if you, we need to have them working. So, Leo, hi there.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Let's talk a little bit about your background and how you evolved along with computers and what you're doing now.
Well, I graduated from college with a degree in philosophy, which enabled me to work at any job in the universe. and so my love was for audio equipment. I put together my first preamp and amp with soldering iron and transistors. And so I got a job selling stereos, which is what I really like to do, and worked my way into management there. And after 13 years, that company went bankrupt. So, okay, time for a career change. I just had my first daughter, only daughter, and didn't want to work Christmas Eve until 8:30 in retail locations. And so I took a year off and got my teaching credential. And I was interviewing for a job in Lake Tahoe, California. And when they found out that I knew about computers, they said, well, if you'll be our computer tech, we'll hire you as a teacher. And I said, that's a deal. And there went my lunch breaks for the next 5 years, because whenever they needed something fixed, Leo, could you go to room 14? Okay. And so we did that for a long time.
Just had a natural inclination, a natural ability to work with machines.
I like stereos, and I like people. My father was a retail salesperson. Actually, he called himself a schlepper. He would bring people into stores. So a generational retail background. So I guess I'm in my father's line of work still, although in a different industry.
You evolved along with computers because now, I mean, it's very complex. I know that being able to go into a local, calm place like Astoria's Best Computers, where there's classical music. Well, you've just moved, actually. See, you opened here. So when did you move to Astoria, and when did you open? I'm getting ahead of myself here.
We opened in 2003. I was running the Astoria Downtown Market on the first floor at 1020 Commercial. And in the basement, I had my computer shop. And I ended up selling the Astoria Downtown Market several years ago. And I kept their computer shop in the basement. And this summer, I was freed. I was no longer incarcerated in the basement. And now you won't believe where I am at now. I'm in the Pier 11 building on the restaurant side. I think I've got the most beautiful computer shop in the world. You know, you look out, you come in and you look out through the windows and you see the Columbia River and the pilot boats going in and out, and the big freighters and all those big ships coming through, and those silly sea lions playing and kissing. They kiss and they play out there. It's amazing. And you can see that, all that, you know, and we have chairs. Feel free, if you want some binoculars, we have those too.
It's like walking into a toy store. I used to, because I will say that I have taken my computer to Leo many times because I am not a technology person in that way. And I always felt really badly that you were stuck in the down. There were no windows. There was no fresh air. You were down in the computer.
There was no fresh air. That's
there
true.
Was no fresh air. You were down. Now you have
and
just
somehow
moved.
Somehow we survived.
Yeah, somehow you survived. And you just moved into this beautiful space. And you work with your son there. And yep. The view is stunning, and it looks like a toy store to me. I don't know why.
Actually, we have a little museum section as you first walk in, and that's where some of my history is. I've got my SAE preamp and amp and Tanberg cassette tape and Pioneer reel-to-reel on display, which is how I started in this industry. And we have my first computer that I kept my business on. Was actually able to monitor the sales of 7 retail stores on an Atari 800 with its dual 5.5-inch floppy disks.
Oh, my gosh.
And Going, we also have a little, yeah, it's a little, we have a museum section. Actually, it goes back to before my era. We have a 1897 typewriter on display, whose key sales point was that the keystrokes would go down rather than up, so your secretary didn't have to fight gravity every time she typed a letter.
Oh, my gosh. Leo, you are – that's what a philosophy degree will give you, will do for you. So, Leo, how does a small business like Astoria's Best Computer, how does that compete against, you know, obviously the internet, the big box stores and all of that? What are the things that make Astoria's Best Computers unique to Astoria? Well, obviously your location now is fantastic. This move was a beautiful move.
Well – we care about the customer. I think we care about the customer more than you'll typically find in most other places that sell electronics. That's what I feel was my basis of success with Pacific Stereo, which is the company I worked with selling electronics. When a customer walks in, it's not a dollar sign. It's a person. They have a concern. They have a problem. They have a question. Something. We'll do our best to answer that. And we're pretty informed. We're pretty on top of this stuff. Very well, I believe. And.
Well, I think the thing that is important is that when people have computer issues, if they're looking to either buy a new computer or they have a problem with their computer.
Or if they just have a question.
Right. Or if they have there's some sort of a lifeline they need. I mean, computers are, they're really crucial to many people's businesses. I mean, to most people's businesses, in fact. And but people typically come in, they're a little agitated because first they don't know what kind of computer to buy if they're going to buy one. And they don't know what's wrong with their computer if they're bringing it in to be fixed.
And how much it'll cost.
And how much it'll cost. Exactly. Yeah. Right. So then they come into your space and there's classical music playing and you're there with your son and you're saying, okay, like you're going to the doctor, you know, like what, but a friendly doctor for your technological device. And so what are some of the things that you find the most rewarding about working in this field? And the fact that people maybe don't realize that you're here and that you are competitive with every big box store.
Well, that's true. Our everyday prices are very comparable to the big box stores and anything online or advertised. We can match, believe it or not. But anyway, the key thing, I think, is that when people come by and let's say they buy a new computer, we try to spend at least an hour with them going over their new computer, setting it up the way they want, whatever homepage they want, that'll be on there for them. We remove bloatware, the special ads that people have paid the manufacturer to put on their computer. We remove that stuff for them. This is all done at no charge because that's how a customer should be treated. Customers should not be given a box and sent home. Customers should be, well, too often I blur the line between customer and friend.
I don't know if that's such a bad thing.
No, I don't think so, but that's what I do.
No, people want to make human connections, and I think people want that follow-up. They want to know that somebody cares, and computers can be a little overwhelming. So, and you have, like, how many computers do you have in the store now?
Well, we have about 20 laptops on display. We have four desktop stations set up. We have another five or six just sitting there for eight.
Yeah,
it's
like a kid in a candy store for somebody who loves that. And Leo, any last things that you'd like the listeners to know about this, your new move to Pier 11, the most beautiful computer store in the world?
I don't know how I lucked out. I was talking to Bruce, who has the barbecue shop across the way, and I was. My rent was going up, my lease was up, and I was complaining. And he said, well, go talk to Karen. This place across from me is available. And my gosh, lo and behold, I'm there. It's amazing.
Congratulations,
Thank
Leo.
You.
Well, we really need, that's for our mental and physical health. And
I would just like to say, I'd like to thank James and Brian, the folks I work with. And I think we all do our best to help as much as we can.
That's why it's called Astoria's Best Computer.
Okay,
thank you so much,
thank
Leo.
You.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. Lots of fantastic guests in the studio today. We've been talking with Diana and Glenn Gully, who opened Gully's Butcher Shop in downtown Astoria this year. And then we just spoke with Leo Finzi of Astoria's Best Computers. He just moved to the most beautiful space in the world for a computer store, which is in Pier 11, right on the Columbia River. And now we're going to talk to Dave and Peggy Stevens, who have River Zen Yoga. Hi, Dave.
Hi.
And Peggy,
I'm so excited about meeting computers now. It's hard to shift into River Zen at this point.
There is a way we're tying this together somehow.
Yes.
Well, Dave, how long have you and Peggy been here at River Zen, and what compelled you to move to Astoria and do this? Let's hear a little bit about you all.
River Zen's in its fifth year. May, at the beginning of May, we'll be actually having our fifth anniversary, and I'm sure we'll have some big shindig for that. We fell in love with the Oregon Coast in 2001 and moved up here from San Diego. We absolutely love this community, the whole community from Manzanita all the way up to Ocean Park. It's where we live. We could go without going anywhere else. How we got River Zen was kind of a serendipitous kind of thing. It just happened. We were in our 40s, we were kind of broken. I'd been a weekend warrior. Peggy was a CPA, sitting all the time, wearing 4-inch heels to make it in the corporate world that she was in with, can I say Arthur Anderson?
Anyway. They're gone, so it's okay.
Yes. But so we were starting to hurt in our 40s. So we started looking for things. We got into big workout and going to gyms and that. In our 50s, I was broken. I couldn't get up and down stairs. I couldn't get in and out of the car. Getting off the floor was excruciating. All of my weekend warrior bravado had caught up with me. So we started looking for things that could help us to thrive. This was in 2007. We found some different modalities, some different things we could do. Yoga, one of them, along with resistance stretching, many other things. And they worked. So it was amazing. All of a sudden, instead of being broken within a year, we were thriving. We were feeling good. And now we're in our mid-60s and we're still thriving. You ask about River Zen 5 years ago. We were actually looking. We have an alpaca ranch out in Lewis and Clark. And we were looking for a place to open our store in town because we'd had the store out the alpaca ranch. Well, what we did, we walked into this beautiful building at the base of 31st Street, right on the river, over the river, splashing waves under the river. And we looked at the east side and said, okay, we'll open our alpaca store here. We were very lucky. Royal and Sarah Nebaker were the owners of the buildings. They were very impassioned about what we were going to do. And they said, would you like to look at the other side of the building? We said, sure, let's go look. We walked in. We said, oh, my God, let's do yoga here. It was one of those things, and it just happened. I don't want to take too much time. But all of a sudden, instructors, world-class instructors, they started coming out of the woodwork. We called up Sally Anderson, who is one of our best yoga instructors. She had moved to Portland. We said, we know you come in town on Fridays. Would you teach? And she said, sure. But I'm moving back. How many classes would you like me to teach? So Sally teaches 6 days a week. We had Dr. Catherine Almetten, our meditation instructor. She was a Merrill Hurst, help me, Peg.
What? She's a...
Merrill Hurst University. Yes. She was a religious science major who had been doing meditation
Doctor
for years.
Of.
Yeah.
Doctor of.
Yeah, doctor of. And more people, we don't have a lot of time here, so I won't get too far into it. But so River Zen was serendipitous. Because of our own healing, we have a passion for helping people to move well, stay well, healthy, and be happy. And because of that, we wanted a wide variety of classes. Not every specific yoga class, not every specific stretching class or fitness class is going to appeal to everybody. So we want everybody to have the ability to pick and choose classes, to have classes available all day long. We have over 40 classes offered every week.
I know. You have an amazing schedule. And Peggy, you all have diversified, and that's another reason there are always changes afoot at River's End. What are some of the changes that you've now brought in?
We've added some new instructors. So that changes the diversity. We have a new class called Fit Flow, which is a mixture of dance and with yoga poses. And so that's kind of exciting. So we have got new teachers. We've got a variety of free classes for the community that we've had ongoingly, but we just opened the Iwako facility, and so we have two free classes a week in Iwako, and we have actually three classes in Astoria, one of which is taught
our favorite,
the amazing Donna Quinn.
Our Qigong class.
Yeah, at 7:30.
Monday mornings at 7:30.
Yes, be there.
It's a great class.
It's a great class. And so the some of the things, just the fact that we have the diversity hasn't changed is sometimes the color of that diversity and what various classes people are actually teaching, because they come up, our instructors come up with new ideas that they'd like to try, and we give them a try. Does the public want it? And that's just like they were talking with the butcher shop. They're looking for what does the public want. So if somebody is looking for a class, let us know what that is, and we'll work toward having an instructor for it. We'll give it a try, see how it goes, and you know, is it a class that the public wants?
Well, I love that there are free community classes and that people can come morning, noon, and night and have the opportunity to be in that beautiful place and do something that's healthy.
It's important to us that healing's available to everybody and not just for people who can pay for it.
That's great. And you do actually have something coming up on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve?
We do. I forget what we're calling it, but basically at 11 o'clock, we all get together and we have a New Year's Eve stretching yoga flow bash. And then it ends right before midnight. So at midnight, we open all the windows in there, and it's freezing cold, but it's wonderful because that's when all the ships start blowing their horns. So this is a free open to the community event. This will be our fifth annual. It's an absolute incredible time. We invite everybody to come on out and enjoy the evening with us. It's a really sane, wonderful way to bring in the new year.
Well, one of the reasons that I wanted to have all of you on the program today is because I think you each offer something unique to this community. And I think people are looking to eat healthy meat, to have a healthy relationship with their computers, and to have a healthy relationship with their physical bodies. And actually, yoga and Qigong are much more than just physical. It's body, mind, and spirit.
Absolutely.
Which is what we all have to have. And any last thing, because we're just right at the end of the show, any last thing you, Dave and Peggy, would like the listening audience to know about River Zen?
Go. Oh, I think one of the things is that we do want everybody to experience it. So we do offer your first day free. So come on down, enjoy the studio. The studios are world class. They're over the water. The one on 31st Street, Splashing Waves underneath. The one up on Iwako is on the waterfront.
And Iwako's brand new, so that's
brand
great.
Brand new. We opened that in October.
That's great.
And it's an amazing. We've been begged by the community to come up there for years, and now we're there.
Health and wellness for all.
And we're opening online classes because a lot of people can't get in all the time. So we're going to have online classes available starting in January and other training and tips, yes.
All right. Oh, my gosh, that's excellent. Well, I am so delighted that all five of you came in today. Glenn and Diana from Gully's Butcher Shop, Leo Finzi from Astoria's Best Computer, and Dave and Peggy Stevens from River Zen Yoga. Thank you all so much for making our community a happier and healthier place to live.
That was fun.
Oh, no, you were terrified. Yes, we were all wondering. But it all worked out. Thank you, Kate Brister, for being our engineer this morning. And a shout-out to Terry Wilson. We're thinking about you, Terry, and look forward to having you come back soon. Also, my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. It's good for you in so many ways. And then, with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well, but focus on the things that are, and on feeling good, and then giving yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, the only one, and for being here now, doing the best you can. This is the only moment we are here, this now moment, on the amazing planet we call Earth.